Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Rafi Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness. And today is Wednesday, March 6th, the year 2024, episode number 313. And if you have not noticed, this year is off and running. There's no slowing it down. You can't grab the clock by the hands and try to turn it back. So I hope that you are trying to better yourself each and every day. And trying to be the best person that you can be day in and day out, which I think that's going to be the topic for today. I've kind of scrambled around trying to figure out what I'm going to talk about. And I think that's what I've landed on. But before I go any further, don't forget your 15 push-ups that are due today, and then 16 tomorrow, 17, 18, as the month goes on. What my goal is for this specific challenge for the month with the push-ups is I'm going to try to do them all unbroken throughout the whole month. So so far I've done them all straight, one set. I'm going to do my best not to have to break them up and see how far we get. Because I don't know if I've ever done, as many push-ups as I can in a row without stopping and to failure. So we're going to see if we get there this month, which I'm excited about. And let's see, that's the only challenge this month was that. But if you want to keep reading books, I'm on book number 3 myself. So I'm on pace to do those 12 books for my personal goal for the year, which is read a book a month. So I am personally on track for that. Looking forward to throwing some more challenges your guys' way when it comes to, not just gym stuff too. So those are coming to you within the next few months. Unfortunately, this month, we will not be able to do our in-house day of fitness. I know I kind of hinted that we might be able to do it this weekend coming up, but it's just too little time. I don't have the time with baseball, and now Julian might be making the volleyball team with the twins. Like, I just had a conversation with someone this morning, like, oh, you should sit down and talk to Tara more about, nutrition. It's like, yeah, if we had 30 seconds to sit down and talk to each other, we would probably do that over coffee rather than, do a podcast. And it's proving very difficult to get much done with the babies. So, until we figure out or we get a system down to where the girls are okay all at the same time, then, things are going to be kind of hectic. So it's not going to happen. The in-house day of fitness is not going to happen this month. We might have to push it towards the latter half of this year, but it's going to happen regardless. That's something I will not let, I won't let that die. So there, we'll get it in, just not yet. So be on the lookout for it in the coming months, the latter half of this year. All right. I'm going to talk about this first. So Julian is trying out for the volleyball team. Day one was Monday. Day two, yesterday was Tuesday. And to this morning, so Wednesday morning, he finds out if he made the team or not. And Julian loves baseball. Julian loves baseball. Julian has tried out for the basketball team in the sixth grade, but didn't make it. Crushed him. He was pretty upset about it. Got over it. Understood why he didn't make the team and why others did. And with volleyball, after the first two tryout days, there was this different excitement about him that we haven't seen with any other sport in a very long time. You learn something new in baseball and you see it click, like, oh, okay, that's cool. He likes to learn shit like that. He likes to challenge himself in ways where it pushes him to be better. And he's learning volleyball. It's difficult, but it's fun because it's difficult. And I'm taking something from that, right? I'm seeing my son try something for the first time, which he had to have been very, very nervous. He's already tried out for a sport last in his sixth grade year that he didn't make. So he has another new sport, his seventh grade year. Is this going to, pan out the same way? But he's brave enough and confident enough to go and try it, right? And I feel like adults, we kind of lose that look on life, that viewpoint in life, because we get set in our routines and things like that. So it's a great reminder for myself. And now I'm going to pass this reminder off to you guys to try new things, even if they're scary and you're not certain that you're going to like it or succeed at it or be chosen for it, like whatever it is. All, it spans across all ways and avenues of your life. Go do something new and difficult. And I hope you enjoy it. So that's a little takeaway that I took away from my son this coming week. So fingers crossed, he makes the team and we get word today. And then his season's off and running. He has like his first game next week. So on top of that, I've had some conversations with people lately about, you know, how, not like how I treat people, but how I talk to certain people, how I go about with what I say to others, or how I speak in class. And I understand I don't talk and act like the normal everyday person, regardless of that. Like, I own a business, and most people don't hear the kinds of things and shit that I say on a daily basis at a workplace, at the, you know, at a gym, at their place of fitness. And I get it. I know that and I understand that. But I also, so that was like the front half. Like, you know, you don't talk like most people would in your position. I get that. Don't you worry. I 100% know that over everyone and everything. But without having to tell these people, like, with the intent that I have with how I go about things, it's all for the better. I don't want to put someone down to put somebody down. I want to try to say something and twist some words to kind of push them to be better. And it's all with the best intentions. And that's what these individuals told me after they had told me I'm not normal, pretty much, which, again, I understand. But they said they get it. They understand it. And they now realize, like, oh, if I hear that from him, he really does truly mean this. Because it's one thing to, like, say, walk around and say, hey, great job. Hey, good, great squat, good press. Hey, way to pick your pace up on your burpees, which I'm sure you have told, you've heard me tell people throughout a class period. But it's another thing, like, oh, what the fuck are you doing with 12-pound dumbbells again? Or, Tyson, get the fuck off the floor. Like, why are you fucking laying down there? There's ice cream over there by the dumbbells. Hurry up. You know, like, things like that. That might sound like I am a fucking asshole piece of shit that's just trying to degrade people. But I'm not the type of dude that's going to go over there and crouch down next to you and just tell you, well, you know, maybe we can go lighter then. Or, you know what? Why don't you lay here and, you know, catch your breath for the next 3 minutes of this 7-minute, you know, block of movement. We're not going to do that. Because that doesn't help anybody. And what I enjoyed from these individuals and telling me these things was, you guys see it, right? I'm every day that I wake up and go about my day and the people that I interact with, not just at the gym, but, you know, everywhere, I try to smile. I try to better somebody rather than, you know, make their day worse. Like, that's not my job. And that's not how to, you know, go about living your life. So, think about that. The other thing that I wanted to bring into this was, there are a lot of days recently, probably in, you know, 3 month span, give or take, you know, put that timeline on the fucking babies, where I will find myself huffing and puffing more than I find myself looking like on a, I don't want to say on the brighter side, but the fact that I will huff and puff over trying to have a more positive attitude, I have realized has fucked with me on a daily basis. So if you're somebody who arrives somewhere and the first thing you do is let out a big huff or a puff, try to change that. And I'm trying to take that same advice. So this is what I'm trying to relay. Be the best person you can from the start of your day. Be the best person you can to everyone and everything. And then try to have a more positive outlook, especially going into a thing that you don't want to do, whatever that thing may be. Maybe it's burpees. Maybe it's going to work. Maybe it's coming home. Maybe it's lunch, whatever it is. Try to have a positive mindset and helpful mindset and see how that changes your day and your outlook on however, whatever is going on. Okay. I hope that makes sense. I think it does. Hope it came across the right way. Appreciate you all listening. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you in the gym.